Hundreds of union employees turned out at the State House yesterday in solidarity with public sector workers whose collective bargaining rights are on the line under the new Republican majority. Bills were introduced in the House and Senate yesterday to significantly alter the state's 40-year-old collective bargaining law, setting up what will be a bitter battle with minority Democrats. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
Public workers such as firefighters and teachers filled the Statehouse rotunda. They were joined by private sector friends, including steel workers, plumbers, auto workers, and electrical workers, all opposed to the newly filed Republican bills.
What's disgusting?
Union busting!
What's disgusting?
Union busting!
Bills are on the fast track in the House and Senate to get rid of public worker input over everything except wages, give an arbitrator more options to rule against unions, make it harder for a public union to stay certified, and let a worker be fired without cause, just as they can in the private sector. Firefighters in their helmets stood out in the crowd. Doug Nyes is president of Iowa Professional Firefighters.
We came out here to show the legislators that we oppose the collective bargaining changes.
Retiree Tom Jacobs with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees once staffed the power plant on the University of Iowa campus. He was around in the 70s for the first negotiations under the state's brand new collective bargaining law.
I feel sort of like a uncle coming to pay my last respects to collective bargaining and employees having input into their working conditions.
Jacobs is a kind of public employee the unions revere for their public service. He was part of the crew that kept power going to UI hospitals and clinics during the flood of 2008. But backers of the bill reject the picture union activists are painting.
If it was union busting, what we would have done would have been ripped Chapter 20 right out of the code book.
That's Republican House Labor Committee Chairman Dave Dio. Chapter 20 is Iowa's collective bargaining statute. Dio says under the current law, the scales in contract negotiations have been tipped toward the unions, and the bill will change that. Tammy Warrow, head of the state's largest teachers union, rejects that characterization.
They talked about tipping the scales. That was what I kept hearing. So we were expecting something that would, tip the scales, whatever. They took the scale and they threw it out the window. And I am beyond angry today. I am actually mortified.
The bill makes it easier for school boards to fire bad teachers and lets districts make decisions based on merit instead of time served. Warrow lists all the things public workers won't be able to bargain over anymore.
Insurance, leaves of absence, political activities, supplemental pay, transfer procedures, evaluation procedures, procedure for staff reduction, release time.
Union activists say the new majority party did not campaign to, in their words, blow up Chapter 20. But Republicans did make clear their intentions in their party platform. It reads, "We call for legislation that would eliminate all public sector unions." GOP leaders say the collective bargaining law has become too costly. Republican Senate Majority Leader Bill Dix says the bills will help turn that around.
The dividend is better service to Iowans at lower cost, better teachers in the classroom, and giving our local boards of supervisors, our local school boards, the decision-making ability to affect that kind of change.
Governor Branstad said the legislation will give taxpayers a seat at the table. The Iowa Taxpayers Association issued a statement applauding the legislation. With fierce Democratic opposition, one Republican sponsor predicted as much as several days of debate once the bills reach the full House and Senate. Waterloo Democrat Bill Dotzler will likely be front and center in the fight.
And I'm going to stand firmly against every bit of it.
Dotzler addressed a room of union supporters. Look for them in droves in the galleries once the bills come up for debate. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.